When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
It was just one of those things. Just one of those crazy flings, one of those bells that now and then rings, one of those things. It was just one of those nights, just one of those fabulous flights, a trip to the moon on gossamer wings. Yes, it was one of those things. If we thought of it, about the end of it, when we started painting the town, we'd have been aware that our love affair was too hot not to cool down. So goodbye, dear, goodbye, and amen. Here's hoping we'll meet now and then. It was great fun, but it was just one of those things. It was just, it turned out to be one of those mothery nights, just one of those fabulous flights, a trip to the moon on gossamer wings. Yeah. Thought of it, about the end of it, when we started painting the town, we'd have been aware that this love affair was too hot not to cool down. So goodbye, goodbye, so long, ta-ta, goodbye, and you might even add an amen. Here's hoping we'll do it again. It was great fun, but it was just one of those things.
Just one of the great things in American popular culture is the musical marriage of that great singer, Oh Blue Eyes, Frank Sinatra, and the music and lyrics of Cole Porter. Hello, I'm Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on Peconic Public Broadcasting, WPPB 88.3 FM. And today we are going to celebrate that great musical relationship as it unfolded and refolded and reignited itself over five decades. Frank Sinatra was a particularly fond singer of Cole Porter's music. He learned it growing up. It's a catalog that he attached himself to in the 30s as he was an up-and-coming singer. And today I thought it might be fun to listen to his various renditions, not of all Cole Porter music, like music from the movies, like I Concentrate on You, but his show music, his theater music, and the various ways in which Sinatra tackled that vast and entertaining catalog. So it all begins, as it were, in a roadhouse in Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey in 1938, where Sinatra was not only the lead singer, but the maitre d', and he took out the garbage and he changed the menus. And, well, you know what? I could tell the story, but why don't we let Frank Sinatra tell the story himself? This is from a benefit sort of lecture about Cole Porter from the 1960s. Anyway, here's Frank.
But nevertheless, they're very true. And it was a usual quiet Sunday evening in sometime like in August or September, and a party of people arrived, and I noticed, because of photographs, a man who resembled Mr. Porter. And of course, I was absolutely astounded that he'd be in the same room. And I had been singing only about a year and a half or 2 years, and I had tried to do as much Cole Porter material as I could, because, as I said a moment ago, I enjoyed singing his lyrics. And, of course, for another reason, Mr. Porter, unlike Mr. Rogers, let's say, who doesn't go out and get loaded about any arrangement that somebody else makes of his music, Mr. Porter was a very liberal man in that sense. He really didn't care how you arranged it as long as you did the song in its entirety. But even if you changed the tempo from a slow four to a 12-8, it didn't make any difference to him. He came into the room, and I very bravely said to these poor souls sitting in the dark room, "We have in our midst this evening, ladies and gentlemen, one of the great artists in our musical world in America, a man of great renown." And I went on and on and on and gave him the greatest buildup since Charles Lindbergh. And I proceeded to have him take a bow, ask him would he take a bow, and he did, and stared daggers at me. That's when I found out he was a snob, by the way. That was the first time. He hated the whole idea of being introduced in a beaten-down nightclub, you know. And I proceeded to sing this great song, which I dedicated to him, and forgot all the words. That's an absolute true statement. I was so nervous, I forgot all the words. So tonight, I put them down on paper so that it won't happen again. And, by the way, who tuned that piano? Irving Berlin for this program?
Whether near to me or far, it's no matter, darling, where you are, I think of you day and night, night and day. Why is it so that this longing for you follows wherever I go? In the roaring traffic's boom, or in the silence of my lonely room, I think of you day and night, night and day. Under the hide of me, there's an oh such a hungry yearning burning inside of me, and its torment won't be through till you let me spend my life making love to you day and night, night and day. Mm-hmm. there's an oh, such a hungry yearning burning way down inside of me. And its torment won't ever be through till you let me spend my life making love to you day and night, night and day.
Well, clearly Frank Sinatra eventually got that song right. That's a very beautiful and seminal recording of his from 1942. Night and Day is a song very much associated with the Sinatra legend. He recorded it more than half a dozen different times. It was actually his theme song briefly on the radio. That song, of course, was introduced to the world by Fred Astaire in the stage show Gay Divorce, 1932, which became Gay Divorcee when it was made into a movie. Complicated story. Let's not worry about it. So let's move to 1934 for the show that really made Cole Porter's reputation in the 1930s, as if he needed it burnished further. And that, of course, is Anything Goes. So we'll hear two songs from that. The first sung as a solo by Frank, and the second in which he's joined by a real pal. And this is, that second song is dedicated, a little shout out to my pal, Bob Ullman. Hope you enjoy it, Bob.
In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was looked on as something shocking. Now heaven knows, anything goes. Good authors too, who once knew better words, now only use four-letter words. Writing prose, anything goes. The world has gone mad today, and good's bad today, and black's white today, and day's night today, when most guys today that women prize today are just silly gigolos. So though I'm not a great romancer, I know that you're bound to answer when I propose, anything goes. In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was looked on as something shocking. Now heaven knows, anything goes. And good authors too, who once knew better words, now only use four-letter words. Writing prose, 'cause anything goes. The world has gone mad today, and good's bad today, and black's white today, and day's night today, when most guys today that women prize today are just silly gigolos. So though I'm not a great romancer, I know that you're bound to answer when I propose, anything goes. May I say before this record spins to a close, I want you to know anything goes.
You're the top. You're the Coliseum. You're the top.
You're a melody from a symphony by Strauss. You're a Bendel bonnet, a Shakespeare sonnet.
You're Mickey Mouse.
Nobody call him.
You're the Nile. You're the Tower of Pisa.
You're the smile on the Mona Lisa.
I'm a worthless chick.
A total wreck.
A flop. But a baby.
the top. You're Napoleon Brandy.
You're the purple light of a summer night in Spain. You're the National Gallery, you're Crosby, Lowry.
You're cellophane. You're sublime. You're a turkey dinner.
You're the time of the Derby winner.
I'm a toy balloon that's faded soon to pop.
That, of course, is Frank Sinatra joined by the original singer of that song, Ethel Merman, for a television version in the early 1960s. Well, Porter went on to write a very interesting show called Jubilee about a royal wedding, a royal family and a royal wedding within that. And it was not a huge hit, but it produced one of the more complicated and interesting songs of the 1930s, and that's Begin the Begin. It's not an easy song for a singer to sing. It's longer than most songs and has a very complicated dynamic range. But here's a 1940s version that Sinatra tackles with really ineffable beauty and grace. Begin the Begin.
They begin the begin. It brings back the sound of music so tender. It brings back a night of tropical splendor. It brings back a memory evergreen. I'm with you once more under the stars, and down by the shore an orchestra's playing. Even the palms seem to be swaying when they begin. To live it again is past all endeavor, except when the tune touches my heart. And there we are, swearing to love forever, and promising never, never to part. Moments divine, what rapture serene, till clouds come along to disperse the joys we have tasted. And now when I hear people curse the chance that was wasted, I know but too well what they mean. So don't let them begin the begin. Let the love that was once a fire remain an ember. Let it sleep like the dead desire I only remember. When they begin begin. Oh yes, let them begin the begin. Make them play till the stars that were there before return above you, till you whisper to me once more, darling, I love. And we suddenly know what heaven we're in when they begin
Another beautiful example of Frank Sinatra's rare gift for tapping into the beauty of Cole Porter. That's what we're celebrating today. Frank Sinatra sings Cole Porter. Porter had a lot of shows in the 40s. Some of them weren't particularly successful, and Sinatra seemed to have skipped over some of them. A song like Every Time We Say Goodbye, you'd think he'd be a natural to record, but he didn't. So we're going to skip ahead to the late 1940s when Cole Porter had a huge smash with the great book musical Kiss Me, Kate. And in the late in the 50s, early in the 60s, Sinatra had an idea to record great musical theater scores in their near entirety with his pals. So we're going to lead off Kiss Me, Kate with a rendition of one of its peppier numbers sung by none other than Sinatra, Dean Martin, and Sammy Davis. So the Rat Pack tackles Cole Porter.
A troop of strolling players are we,
not stars like L.B. Mayers are we,
but just a simple band who roams about the land,
dispensing fol-de-rol frivolity.
Mere folk who give distraction are we,
new theater give attraction are we.
Oh, shut up, Sam.
But just a crazy group that never ceases to troop around the map of Little Italy.
Well, here we go back to the home country again.
We open in Venice, we next play Verona, then on to Cremona.
Lots of laughs in Cremona, hey boy.
Our next jump in Parma,
that dopey mopey menace,
then Mantua, then Padua, then we open again.
Where?
We open in Venice, we next play Verona, then on to Cremona.
Lots of bars in Cremona.
Our next jump in Parma,
that fearless, cheerless menace,
then Mantua, then Padua,
then we open again.
Where?
We open in Venice, we next play Verona, then on to Cremona.
Lots of money in Cremona.
Our next jump in Parma,
that dingy, smingy menace,
then Mantua, then Padua,
and we open again.
Where?
We open in Venice, we next play Verona, then on to Cremona.
Lots of quail in Cremona.
Ah! Our next jump in Parma, that heartless, artless menace, then Mantua, then Padua, then we open again.
Where?
Oh, well, let me see now. I got a map. Let's pick out someplace.
Yeah, well, just don't take it too far down the line there.
Oh, well, let's take the first canyon out of here.
Matter of fact, if we hurry, we can beat the tab. Of course, yeah, the sheriff's out there waiting for us. Goodbye, boys.
Get out, get out, get out, get out.
Why can't you behave? Oh, why can't you behave? After all the things you told me, and those promises that you gave, oh, why can't you behave? Why can't you be good? And do just as you should. Won't you turn that new leaf over so your baby can be your slave? Oh, why can't you behave? There's a farm I know near my old hometown. Where we two can go and try settling down. There I'll care for you forever, 'cause you're all in the world I crave. But baby, why can't you behave? I said I'll care for you forever, 'cause you're all in the world I crave. But why can't you behave? Baby, I'm all confused.
One of popular culture's great misbehaviors, Frank Sinatra, with a sort of down-low jazzy version of that great song from Kiss Me, Kate. Kiss Me, Kate debuted in 1948, exactly at the time when records were expanding into LP format, and Sinatra was a leader in creating all new platforms and possibilities for recorded music in the late 40s. So in Love is a highly romantic song from the show. It's usually sung by the soprano in the show with a wide range. And we'll hear two versions, two very different versions of that song, tackled first by Sinatra and then Keeley Smith and Frank Sinatra.
Strange, dear, but true, dear. When I'm close to you, dear, the stars fill the sky. So in love with you am I. About you, you know, darling, why. So in love with you am I. In love with a night mysterious. In love with my joy delirious, when I knew that you could care. So taunt me and hurt me, deceive me, desert me. I'm yours till I die. So in love, so in love, so in love with you, my love.
Thank you.
strange, dear, but true, dear, when I'm close to you, dear. Deceive me.
So in love with great singing and the Broadway songbook, you can't help but be entertained by Frank Sinatra's renditions of the great Cole Porter songs. That's what we're celebrating today. Hello, I'm Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street. I hope you're enjoying the show. I hope you're enjoying our program and our ongoing podcasts, which can be downloaded on www.peconicpublicbroadcasting.org. We have about 50, 53 podcasts, and I hope you continue to download them and enjoy them. Frank Sinatra loved Cole Porter. They were sort of an odd match, a kind of scruffy Italian kid from Hoboken and this elegant millionaire who lived in the Waldorf Astoria Hotel. But they dug each other in the Sinatra sensibility. And someone once asked him, Sinatra, if he would ever do a Broadway show, and he said, I have a great idea. Cole Porter will write me a score, we'll tour it across the country, we'll open it on Broadway, we'll have a great party, and we'll close the next day. So Sinatra really wasn't into the grueling rigor of a Broadway show, but he certainly loved Cole Porter. We'll go to 1950, a show called Out of This World, and here Sinatra sings a funny, lovely duet with Rosemary Clooney called Cherry Pies Ought to Be You.
Oh, by Jove and by Jehovah, you have set my heart aflame.
And to you, you Casanova, my reactions are the same.
I would sing thee tender verses, but the flair, alas, I lack.
I'll go on, try to versify, and I'll versify back.
Well, let me see now. Cherry pies ought to be you.
Autumn skies ought to be you.
Mr. Pulitzer's prize ought to be you.
Romeo in disguise ought to be you.
Columbine ought to be you.
Sparkling wine ought to be you.
All of Beethoven's nine ought to be you.
Every Will Shakespeare line ought to be you.
You are so enticing, I'm starting to shake.
You are just the icing to put on my my cake.
You mean I'm yummy? Heaven's blue ought to be you.
Heaven too ought to be you.
Everything super do ought to be you. Asphodels ought to be you.
Orson Welles ought to be you.
Ankles like Kit Cornell's ought to be you.
Towels from Ritz Hotels ought to be you.
Sweet Snow White ought to be you.
Ambrose Light.
Hey, that's good.
Ought to be you.
Eleanor, wrong or right, ought to be you.
Errol Flynn, loose or tight.
Watch it.
Ought to be you.
You are so exciting, I can't even laugh. Go on and top that one.
If you're fond of biting, I'll bite you in half.
To continue, Whistler's Ma ought to be you.
Elliot's Pa ought to be you.
Everything hip hurrah ought to be you.
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 I love Paris in the springtime. I love Paris in the fall. I love Paris in the winter when it drizzles. I love Paris in the summer when it sizzles. I love Paris every moment. Every moment of the year. I love Paris. Why, oh, why do I love Paris? Because my love is here. Because my love is here. She's there. She's everywhere. But she's really here.
I Love Paris, a song, of course, from Cole Porter's 1953 musical Can Can. That was filmed, and Sinatra, along with Maurice Chevalier and Louis Jourdain and Juliette Prowse, were in the film version. Sinatra had another chance to do Cole Porter and reinterpret some of this fabulous material, again, for that movie. And let's hear a little bit from Frank himself, discussing how he and Cole Porter had a very fluid relationship when it came to interpreting Porter's material.
Frank, was he around when you were making Can Can? Was he around the picture at all? Did he care about it?
No, he wasn't, Garson. He cared about it, but he didn't appear at the studio at all. I had seen him at the house several times during the course of the making of the picture. As a matter of fact, it was Cole who suggested to me that that we do It's All Right With Me in a very slow tempo. It was his suggestion, because in those days everybody was doing it a la Stork Club, you know. Lester Lannan of Leo Hsu's expression. And we slowed it down, and it was quite effective, as a matter of fact.
Like what, Frank? Like what?
You want to hear it now?
It's the wrong time and the wrong place. Though your face is charming, it's the wrong face. It's not her face, but such a charming face, that it's all right with me. It's the wrong song in the wrong
style. Though your smile is lovely, it's the wrong smile. It's not her smile, but such a lovely smile that it's all right with me. You can't know how happy I am that we met. I'm strangely attracted to you. There's someone I'm trying so hard to forget. Don't you want to forget someone too? It's the wrong game with the wrong chips. Though your lips are tempting, they're the wrong lips. They're not her lips, but they're such tempting lips that if some night you're free, dear, it's all right. Yes, it's all right with me. Though your lips are tempting, they're the wrong. Tempting lips that if some night you're free, dear, it's all right. Yes, it's all.
As the song I Love Paris goes in from Can Can, you could also say Cole Porter was the same way. He loved Paris. He kept an apartment there. He wrote four or five shows set there. One of my favorites is Silk Stockings, a 1955 version of Ninotchka with a book by Georges Kaufman and Louis McGraw. And it's a shame Sinatra never got to play the leading character either in a movie or on stage. It's a guy named Steve Canfield who's a American agent who goes to Paris to seduce a Russian agent of another kind, a political secret agent. Here is the great song from that show that Sinatra didn't record until much, much later in his career, but I think he does a very poignant and fun version of it. It's called All of You.
I love the looks of you, the lure of you, the sweet of you, and the pure of you. The eyes, the arms, and the mouth of you, the east, west, north, and the south of you. I'd love to gain complete control of you, handle even the heart and soul of you.
love at least a small percent of me do, because I love all of you. I love the looks of you, the lure of you, the sweet of you and the pure of you, the eyes, arms, and the mouth of you, the east, west, north, and that south of you. I'd love to gain complete control of you and handle even the heart and soul of you. Love at least a small percent of me do, because I love all.
Ba-da-da. Okay, we're going to, in the home stretch here, with our tribute to Cole Porter through the musical talents of Frank Sinatra. I said we would deal mostly with his stage shows, Porter's stage shows, but the last big musical he wrote was a great film called High Society. It's one of my favorites, and how could it not be, with Grace Kelly, of course, Bing Crosby, Louis Armstrong, and Frank Sinatra, and a Cole Porter score based on the Philadelphia story. So let's hear a little from that. We'll hear Celeste Holm and Frank with a number that's become part of the American canon, and then we'll hear a couple of other tunes. All right, take it away, Frank and Celeste Holm.
Who wants to be a millionaire? Have flashy flunkies everywhere?
I don't.
Who wants the father of a country estate?
A country estate is something I'd hate.
Who wants to wallow in champagne?
I don't.
Who wants a supersonic plane?
I don't.
Who wants a private landing field too?
I don't.
And I don't,
'cause all I want is you.
Who wants to be a millionaire?
I do.
Who wants uranium to spare?
I don't.
Who wants to journey on a gigantic yacht?
Do I want a yacht? Oh, how I do not. Who wants a fancy foreign car?
I do.
Who wants to tire of caviar?
Mm-hmm. Who wants a marble swimming pool too?
Cause all I want is you.
Who wants to be a millionaire?
I don't.
And go to every swell affair? Who wants to ride behind the liveried chauffeur?
A liveried chauffeur? Do I want?
No, sir.
Who wants an opera box, I'll bet?
No, I don't. And sleep through Wagner at the
Met. Oh, I don't. Who wants to corner Cardias too?
I don't.
And I don't.
'Cause all I want is you.
People say you're more or less aloof, but you're sensational. I don't care if you are called the fair Miss Frigidaire, 'cause you're sensational, making love is quite an art, proper squire to fire your heart. And if you say that one fine day you'll let me come to call, we'll have a ball, 'cause you're sensational, that's all, that's all, that's all.
We've been listening to Frank Sinatra render some of Cole Porter's greatest songs from the stage in today's program. And we talked quite a bit about Frank, but I think a word or two really does need to be said about Cole Porter specifically. As he went on, I mean, he had many different careers. He had his sort of review days of the 20s and then the 30s, in which he wrote these great shows for Ethel Merman and William Gaxton, and then a big transition in the 40s when he did Kiss Me, Kate and other solid book musicals. But I'm really fascinated by the music he wrote in the 1950s, some for the stage, but towards the end of his career for the screen as well, High Society, Lay Girls, and a television show called Aladdin. They were almost haiku-like. As he went on in his career, Cole Porter wrote simply shorter songs. It doesn't mean they were less good, but again, like a haiku, he packed more and more interesting images into a shorter amount of space. And Alexander Pope once said that wit was nature to advantage dressed, what oft was thought but ne'er so well expressed. And I think that sums up that beautiful song, You're Sensational, from High Society. All right, let's get to the finale. This is, to me, one of the great duets of all time. Bing Crosby plays in High Society the former husband of Grace Kelly, C.K. Dexter Haven, and Frank Sinatra plays a reporter who's covering her wedding to another guy, her second husband, essentially. And both men, of course, have fallen madly, hopelessly in love with Grace Kelly. Who wouldn't? In fact, Prince Rainier of Monaco did just before the movie was made. And as they were making the movie, they realized Bing and Frank did not have a duet. So he had to throw something in. And what they threw in was actually a song originated in 1939 in a musical called Du Barry Was a Lady called Well Did You Ever? And ironically, the movie's director, a guy named Charles Walters, had introduced it back when he was a young leading man in his performance days on Broadway with Betty Grable. So Cole Porter did a quick rewrite, perfectly tailored to the personalities of Sinatra and Crosby. And you'll hear them sort of needle each other a little bit. And there's one line, for some reason, that's not on this particular soundtrack, in which Bing Crosby says, "You must be one of the newer fellas." So keep that line in mind, and let's hear the wonderful duet, which sums up perfectly to me Frank Sinatra's mastery of Cole Porter, Well Did You Ever, from High Society.
I have heard among this clan are called a forgotten man.
Is that what they're saying?
Well, did you ever?
What a swell party this is.
And have you heard the story of a boy, a girl, unrequited love?
Sounds like pure soap opera.
I may cry.
Tune in tomorrow. What a swell party this is. What frails, what frocks,
what broads,
what furs, what rods.
They're beautiful.
Why, I've never seen such gaiety.
Neither did I.
It's all just too exquis, really.
This French champagne.
Domestic.
So good for the brain.
That's what I was gonna say.
You know, you're a brilliant fellow.
Thank you.
Drink up, Jack.
Please don't eat that glass, my friend. Have you heard about dear Blanche? got run down by an avalanche.
No.
Don't worry, she's a game girl, you know. Got up and finished fourth.
This kid's got guts.
Having a nice time?
Grab a line.
Have you heard that Mimsy Star?
Oh, what now?
She got pinched in the Astor Bar.
Sauced again, eh?
She was stoned.
Well, did you ever?
Never.
What a swell party this is.
It's great.
Oh, it's great.
It's grand.
So grand.
It's wonderland.
La 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 la
la la
la la la la la la la la
la la
la la la la la la la.
We sing,
we sing.
So rare.
So rare.
Like old Camembert. Like Ba Ba.
Don't dig that kind of crooning, chum. Have you heard it's in the stars? Next July we collide with Mars.
Well, did you ever? What a swell party, a swell party, a swelligan, elegant party this is.
To your health.
Nah, let's drink to your wealth.
You're my bon ami.
Hey, that's French.
A liberty
fraternity. Have you heard it's in the stars? Next July we collide with Mars. Well, did you ever? What a swell party. Swell party, swell again, elegant party, this is.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.